USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. All of the co-defendants in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case have now surrendered to authorities. All 19 indicted in the case have turned themselves into the Fulton County Jail ahead of Friday's deadline. This comes after Trump himself was booked on Thursday. Trump was quickly released on a $200,000 bond. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have authorized a strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis when their current deal expires.
The union says the final votes are still being counted, but so far the average in favor of a strike was 97% of union members. UAW President Sean Fain continued his campaign to demand a 46% pay raise over 4 years, a 32-hour work week, and making all supplemental workers full-time employees. The UAW is still the oversight of a federal monitor after several former leaders were convicted in a fraud and corruption investigation. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A judge in Texas is blocking a new law which would have restricted transgender health care for kids. It prevents the law from going into effect next week. Several families with transgender children argued the legislation violates their parental rights by stopping them from providing things like puberty blockers and hormone therapies. Similar tactics have been used to block laws in Florida, Arkansas, and Tennessee. The White House says it's up to Congress to provide additional funding to help cover the cost for the influx of asylum seekers.
The White House says it's up to Congress to provide additional funding to help cover the cost for the influx of asylum seekers. This week, New York Governor Kathy Hochul called on President Biden to expedite work permits for migrants and provide financial resources to help care for huge influx of asylum seekers. The administration also urged Congress to fix the broken immigration system. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
A judge is ruling that New York City cannot use a former school on Staten Island for now as a migrant shelter. Staten Island Congressman Vito Fossella says residents feel that's the right move, despite New York City saying it's going to fight the ruling.
If your 16-year-old daughter attended this school, would you want a migrant shelter right across the street? If you said, I got no problem, then you're a nut job.
The ruling comes as 50 illegal immigrants started to arrive Friday at what used to be the St. John Villa Academy there, with around 300 more migrants expected. There's a hearing on the matter on September 6th. Two Florida men are accused of scamming Uber Eats out of more than $1 million. Police say Trayon Morgan and Roy Blackwood created fake accounts to operate the scheme in Broward and Palm Beach County starting at the beginning of last year. The men reportedly used stolen or fabricated identities to make the profiles. They would pose as drivers and customers in order to make fake delivery orders and get gift cards with company-issued credit cards. The suspects were arrested over the last 2 weeks. A New York man is being sentenced to 3 months in prison for threatening Marjorie Taylor Greene. Joseph Morelli was sentenced Thursday after he pleaded guilty to charges stemming from 7 threatening phone calls he made to Greene's office. The artist who helped form Whitesnake and co-wrote the band's biggest song has died. Bernie Marsden, he was 72 years old. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Ellerroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're churning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Project.